At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump set to impose new tariffs this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Starting on Tuesday, the president intends to put 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. The U.S. will also double the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China.
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friends, friend and foe.
Last week, the president dismissed any concerns that tariffs are largely paid for by consumers and importing companies. He called it a myth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz says he's very optimistic President Trump will restore the nation's conservative values thanks to a lot of hard work and a great team.
I got to say, in the history of the Republic, we have never seen a president hit the ground running the way Donald Trump has this second term. This first month has been incredible, and I got to say, bringing in Elon Musk, it's really kind of captured a Silicon Valley ethos of move fast and break things.
Senator Cruz says that Attorney General Pam Bondi will be the front and center in President Trump's effort to renew America, since it's likely the administration will be facing an unending string of lawsuits.
They're going to be sued by Democrat attorneys general. They're going to be sued by left-wing activist groups. And she is leading the fight. And I asked, what she said in response to that. And she said two words: we're winning.
Senator Cruz interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Wall Street heading into March following a rough February that saw the major averages lose ground for nearly a month. February losses came despite Friday's rally that saw the Dow, the NASDAQ, and S&P each go up 1%. This is SRN News. Of the latest legal battle over transgenderism taking place in Washington State.
A 15-year-old girl playing on the Tumwater High School girls basketball team was warming up for a game recently when she noticed that the opposing team included a boy. She complained. The school officials on site did nothing, so she refused to play. Now her complaints have prompted the school system to investigate her for, quote, harassment. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism has now filed a civil rights complaint on the girl's behalf against school officials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And the school board in Lufkin, Texas, voting to close two elementary schools due to declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline, an increase in competition with private religious schools, and parents who homeschool their kids, dissatisfied with liberalism, many people are simply pulling their kids out of school. This is SRN News. Of the lobster industry in Maine has some ups and downs. Here's George Williams.
Maine's haul of the shellfish, native to the cold Atlantic waters, has declined from a figure of 11 million pounds in 2021 to just over 86 million pounds last year. A series of devastating storms is blamed for the fall off. At the same time, Maine fishermen took in more than $528 million for their hauls, the highest total since, 2021. While Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island also have lobster fishing industries, Maine's is by far the largest, accounting for nearly 78% of the country's total catch 2 years ago. George Williams reporting.
Tunisia has rescued 64 migrants from a boat that capsized off the country's Mediterranean east coast after running out of fuel. Country's National Customs Agency says patrols sent to the vessel rescued people from various nationalities. More details at SRNnews.com.